You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Is Keita with Under the Orange Moon from the Love Lives Here EP. We've got Nikita on the line. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm good. I'm having a little bit of a late start today. How are you doing this morning, Rick?
Oh, good. It's nice to hear. Good to have a little sleep in, I reckon, especially on a Thursday after the clocks have changed. There's a lot. We're just, you know, taking it cruisy, I think, is the vibe.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, such a pleasure. You are coming this way this weekend to play at Whammy Bar, which is part of the Love Lives Here celebration tour. How are you feeling about this? Because this EP's been a real, it's been a real winner. People have been loving it. It's such a gorgeous, lush tapestry you've created. It must be a joy to perform it.
Yeah. We're really excited. We've been in hibernation a bit, and I mean, I think a lot of artists will know the feeling of like recording something a while ago and then finally releasing it, and you're like, I just want to play these tunes, or maybe have some new tunes already like stocked up, ready to go. But yeah, we're playing Whangaroa at Raglan this Friday, and then coming up to Tāmaki, and we just, it's been a while. We haven't done a headline tour since the lockdown. So,
wow.
Like, we've been doing the summer festival thing, but headlining is, like, doing a headline tour is quite a different thing. So, yeah, we hope our friends will come out and come see us. And I guess you never know when next you're going to do another one of these. So, yeah. Be nice to see everybody out and about.
Totally. And you're right, it has been a long time, and it's been a weird time as well. This is such a lovely balm of an album or an EP, though. Where's these songs come from for you? Have they been something you've been thinking about for a long time, or did they sort of happen quite quickly? What was the process for Love Lives Here?
It's a great question. So the title Love Lives Here actually kind of was born from a kōrero Ed and I were having. Ed's in the band as well, and we were talking about just how crazy a time it is and how hard a time everyone's been having. And to be honest, coming out of lockdown, I was like, man, I just feel so heavy. Like, I feel like the things I'm going to make are going to be quite dark and more cathartic. And we were having this kōrero about how we actually need to be putting out stuff that is going to lift people up. So the concept, Love Lives Here, even though there's no song on the EP called Love Lives Here, the concept is that despite the storm, love lives here. We're still standing, we're still here. And so the EP consists of four tunes as well as two bonus tracks, and each of them speak to different forms of love we experience. So Too Much of a Good Thing, for example, is like love that we're lured to but we shouldn't actually be a part of, like it's not good for us. Or Under the Orange Moon is the kind of love that we experience and helps us believe in magic or happily ever after. And then Red Light, which is like very different again, is love that turns us into the worst versions of ourselves.
Oh yeah.
And then Mariana's Trench Coat is the most important love begins with yourself. So that's kind of, yeah. And then Kites is kind of like a fun bonus track that we recorded live from Ed's room, which is basically like the incubator for all of our stories and our songs. And that's all about, you know, like on a cloudy day, we still search for the blue.
That's lovely. Yeah, that's so lovely. And I think it's a really cool concept to be thinking about love as this kind of idea rather than, you know, just the experiences of it, which, you know, it comes through a lot in music. It's one of the big themes, you know, love and death being two of the, you know, sort of overarching things that come with life. But there's something really special, I think, about trying to look at it from a lot of different perspectives and understand it, particularly in the context of, you know, where we are all at, which is a bit burnt out, a bit tired and a bit battered after the last couple of years. So I think that's a really special way. It must feel quite quite healing to maybe even play these songs almost.
Oh, big time. Yeah, and on top of that, I've been, I do film as well, so I've been writing a film and I've been making this film that has been inspired by these little time capsules that are all about different forms of love. So I mean, that's been kind of in parallel to us prepping for the tour, me making this film, which has been like diving deep into the narratives of these songs and then putting it into what I think is going to be like quite a long film as well. So it has been very, very cathartic and quite moving as well, just hearing about how these tunes are like affecting people. And it's always nice when people message in and say, man, the song means this, and because I really believe that like the audience is part of the feedback loop of what we make. Like, you know, how someone receives what you make is just as important as what you're putting out there. So really nice to receive that from people.
Absolutely. For anyone who's not seen Keita play before, what can they expect from the gigs as part of this tour? Because I think you're really good at creating a world in that venue space as well.
Thank you. Well, this particular show, speaking to Whammy Bar on the Saturday in Tamaki, is we've got Skella going to be opening for us, and then we'll be playing, and then we've also got Mia Korba, who's going to be DJing as well. So we love curating like an evening that is quite dynamic and versatile and different, so that people experience different types of music. people have described our music quite different live to what we sound like recorded. And I mean, that's quite like an intentional move that we've made. We really like having our studio sound be quite separate. And saying that, our latest EP is closer to what our experience is live, which is we do like taking the audience on kind of like long groove journeys. And people describe us as like a trio that has a really big sound, because we're only a trio, but obviously we're quite bassy. It plays like this mini Moog from the 70s, and very like, people have described it as like going to space. but also very lyric led, because I'm really into poetry, so the words are very important to me. If you're saying words, words are very important. And then Rick Cranston, who also plays on Little Bushman, is just an animal on the drums.
Fantastic.
So yeah, I just want everyone to come out and have a good time. And yeah, it's just been a while. We hope to see you, and we don't know when next we're going to see you. So yeah, Saturday night, it'd be really, really great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Nikita. This is going to be a really special show. If anybody wants to go, we've got a single pass actually to give away. So if you'd like to see Keita perform at Whammy this weekend, it is going to be a really lovely evening. You can text us on 5395 now. Make sure you stick your name and your B card number in there, and Keita, and we're going to listen to Mariana's Trench Coat. Thank you so much for chatting this morning. We will see you on the weekend.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
Kia ora. This is Mariana's Trench Coat by Keita, who are playing this weekend at Whammy Bar. Keep those texts coming in if you'd like to go see them perform with Skeela, who are also set to do some very exciting releases in the near future. Just about 10 minutes of breakfast left. We'll be running through your top 10 very shortly. So stick around.
Plot, plot, plot. Cliffhanger. Plot, plot, plot. Cliffhanger.
BFM. That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.